And so I'm a big teacher on the principles. Covey put 7 in a book. And there are spiritual laws. I'm a big teacher on it because if you always go to what's my end in mind, you would quit making people wrong. That's it. You would just quit. Because that is never your intention because it feels terrible.
Right.
You would never look at somebody you love or care for or have to work with and say, let me make you defensive. That's a good plan. I'll like you better then.
Right.
You just wouldn't do it. So if you always had a really clear end in mind, if you developed the skill of thinking that way, you could much more easily be successful. So many people, you know, they get caught up in the emotion, what's wrong, the story, the emotion, and they don't ever think about what they want. So I had somebody call me and they wanted to book a session and it didn't work with the timing, and they have a big legal thing going on. And I said, well, do you have time right now? I'll just coach you real quick. You've been in one of my classes. You know how I teach. Let me just walk you there. And this particular person, in her corporate years, she was trained. While she was receiving a paycheck, they trained her to use Covey's work in the corporation. She never applied it to her life. Ever. And so we're on the phone, and there was some, the person in the legal office had dropped dead, like really dead. And so the paperwork was late for whatever legal deadlines. And so the attorney called and said, you have to come today and sign these and I'm going to pick it up and make it happen, but you have to come today. And so she had all this emotion going on, right? And I was like, yeah, you don't need all that story. What's your end in mind? And she was just blank. And I'm like, okay, let me help you. How do you want to feel when you leave the attorney's office? And she's still blank because she hasn't practiced is all. It's not that she was wrong. She just didn't have the skill yet. So I said, well, do you want to feel grateful that the attorney caught it and is going to take care of it? Do you want to feel grateful that you had a car and freeways to get to the attorney's office before you go out of town? Do you want to feel, she goes, well, I want to feel clear. I want to feel smart when I read over the paperwork I have to sign. I'm like, okay, so let's get clear on that. You want to be centered, present, focused. You want to feel intelligent. I said, so from the moment we hang up, that's what you focus on. That's what you give pictures to your mind. That's what you claim out loud. I get to go do this. I get to understand what I'm reading. I get to fit it in. I get to take care of this. I am supported. This was found. The attorney will take care of it once I read it and agree. I am safe. I'm like, if you're not speaking with that level of clarity, your mind doesn't know what you want. If you're staying in the story of who died and what happened and deadlines and you got to fit this in, your mind just going to give you more chaos and groundedness. Make sense? So end in mind is one of the most powerful concepts. Even before you open your mouth to speak, if you knew your end in mind, you would be appropriate for whatever you want to accomplish. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And if and in the, oh, and I got a lovely reminder. So I had a beach house set for a retreat, and it got wonky, and then it got wonkier. And I'm like, what do I want to decide? What do I want to do? And I was in the space of, like, I don't have the clarity. And then I got that phone call. And I'm like, hello, listen to your own directions. And I said, just go to what you want. And so I just went to the feeling place. I want the people who are participating in the retreat to just, like, say that was the coolest thing ever. I want to do it again. And I want the people who pay and come to feel like they got way more than they were expecting. And I just wanted all this yummy. I just played with that everybody's interacting and eating and sleeping and participating and receiving and enjoying, and the weather's perfect. And I just went in that. Knew my end in mind. And then I went to my computer, and somebody had sent me a new place with the exact amount of beds. And once I said, I'm in, send me a contract, I will pay you immediately, I want to lock up these dates, it actually even saved me $500. So it's always the same thing. It's just a matter of remembering and doing it.
So when you're doing that, what does it look like for you? Are you visual, like, you're sitting and thinking about it? Are you writing? Are you talking?
Sometimes I seem smarter when I talk out loud to people. So sometimes I'll tell whoever's around, hey, can I brainstorm with you? Sometimes it's easier to write, but I'm a feeler. So a retreat, that's easy. I've had a successful retreat or classes or workshops. So I know that feeling place. So I just need to align to that.
Okay.
So it's a way to access the field of the divine and take your overwrought personality out of it and your logical mind and give it a rest. And so when you access the field of the divine, things will be delivered to you once you practice it. So it's actually not even the clarity on the end of mind, it's the way you access a larger paradigm. And when you can create that frequency with skill and consistency, then things will synchronize very, very quickly. So it's actually bigger than you. The principles are spiritual laws. If you use them to learn how to think, and you totally get, not, I'm never doing anything wrong, but I could ask somebody to get a little more clarity, and then I could even have more delight, right? Then what you're doing is you're accessing something bigger than you in a way that benefits you. It's just a skill. Like great athletes, they access something way bigger than they know how to push their bodies till they hit that zone. And then they'll tell you, I don't know, it just flows through me. Same thing.
You can do it on a daily basis with daily tasks.
No, sometimes I'm stupid and forget.
I mean, one could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when it's brought to my attention that I'm not getting what I want, I'm always like, oh, I know how to do this.